Welcome back to The New Perspective. My name is Rena Risper, and I'm in the studio with AJ Gross. He's a CPA and an EA. We'll discuss what an EA is, because that's a really important job if you get into trouble with your taxes. He is the president of ALG Tax Solutions, and I guess that he is, you know, my in-studio guest on a regular basis, so we could talk about some interesting things going on in the economy and issues that you can use and understand on a level of just being a normal person, because these conversations that we have are for you to be able to do the things that you want to do in your life and that other people are not talking to you about, because you might not have that opportunity to sit down and talk to an EA CPA like I get to do. So I get to ask all the crazy questions. So if you are listening to this program, please give me a call at 517-372-8466 if you have any questions for Mr. Gross. But right now we are going to talk about scandal. We're going to talk about the IRS email scandal. What's going on with that?
You know, when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, someone lost some emails. Who cares? But then I started doing some digging into it, and it's quite interesting. You have an IRS director, Lois Lerner, who was ahead of the director of the non-exempt organization within the IRS. Apparently, her hard drive crashed, and she lost all her emails. Now, the reason why this is important, because you had the whole IRS issues over the last year where they were targeting certain organizations getting their nonprofit status. And the whole political aspect of that. Well, she's in the middle of that. And coincidentally, her emails get lost. And it doesn't make sense.
And it doesn't make sense at all. I know that when I it took me 2 years to get my nonprofit. I thought, you know, maybe I sounded kind of Tea Party patriotic with the New Citizens Press Community Action Network. I was like, really, people? You're taking all this time?
Yeah.
It takes about 2 years, and you're constantly waiting and waiting and waiting. And to me, it's just it's wasteful. It's just odd. It's kind of like, okay, well, this has been going on for a long time.
It has been going on for a long time. And it hasn't, you know, it just didn't start with the conservative base and Tea Party.
Oh, no.
You know, the Black Panthers probably had some groups out there that wanted to do some nonprofit organizations that did not get approved or got screened out. I mean, there's Democratic, there's Republican. I mean, the IRS has been doing this for years.
It's just that now that there's this sense of 24-hour news and transparency.
Right.
It's you know, 24-hour news has really changed the scope of how we think about things and how we do things.
Absolutely.
I mean
you say one thing today and it's out there, not tomorrow, not the next day. It's out there
like now. Immediately.
Now.
Somebody's typing right now what we're saying.
Right.
No, it's crazy too, because you have this loop where you're just watching the same thing over and over until something else happens.
Yeah, and that's always intrigued me.
That's always intrigued me as well.
Because there you had the incident of where you had the plane that went down and went down the ocean. I mean, they covered that like crazy. And there were incidents happening all over the world at the same time, but it wasn't as interesting, I guess, so it didn't take the news.
It has been absolutely crazy. I sometimes I think to myself, why are they playing the same thing over and over again? The news channel that I watch will do things like the Boko Haram in Nigeria that's kidnapping the girls.
Right.
All the time. I finally saw something different where they had actually sought out people who had gone to school with the leader of the Boko Haram, mm-hmm. and they had indicated that he was like a loner and that he had psychological problems even when he was a younger person, which I found to be really interesting, because they did a different take on the Boko Haram, with
right.
the exception of and the guy, he was cloaked, his voice was changed so that no one would know who he was. And he said that there, he said from the get-go, everybody in Nigeria knew that they were going to sell the girls into slavery, which, you know, as Americans, we are just, you know, shocked at something like as heinous as that could happen. You know, we're just shocked by this. You know, and our government as well kind of tries to keep little things from us too. The IRS scandal is kind of very similar to the VA scandal.
Right, but it's like it's not like it hasn't been happening for a long time.
It has been happening for a long time, but the IRS of all places really needs to get it together. I mean, it doesn't function. I don't know how you do it, because those people do not answer the phone. You have to wait for them forever. And then when they get on the phone, they say the same thing. You need to wait. You need to wait. We're still reviewing it. Someone will get with you. I don't know how you do it. So after the break, we're going to talk about what an EA is. And then we're going to discuss some other issues like negotiating with the IRS.